Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A red fox darts through the tall green grass and approaches a visitor to Round Island in Bristol Bay. Foxes on this treeless, windswept island are habituated to people and are pretty tame. Red foxes reach Round Island in winter on sea ice, but foxes were introduced to hundreds of islands in Alaska in the 1920s for fur farming, and they were abandoned when the industry collapsed in the 1930s. Foxes were introduced to about 180 islands in southeast Alaska, 73 islands in Prince William Sound, and 51 islands around Kodiak. None remain. After the fur farmers quit caring for the foxes, they disappeared. Various reasons contributed. Foxes depleted the available food, they were outcompeted by otters and other native predators, and they were eaten by bears and other predators. While foxes are abundant across much of Alaska and Canada, they don't do well on the coastal islands. Foxes were introduced to 88 islands in the Aleutian chain, and on many of these islands, they thrived. The difference was nesting seabirds, and unfortunately, foxes devastated vast numbers, entire colonies of island-nesting seabirds. Introduced foxes have since been eradicated on dozens of these islands, and large and sometimes spectacular increases in bird numbers have been documented. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.